The people of ancient Egypt were also concerned about politics, along with any number of things. We know this by the papyrus texts that have survived to this day. A large trove of them was recovered 100 miles from Cairo in the early 20th century, and archaeologists at Oxford University have been poring over the papers ever since. They can't do it all, though, and now they want your help. They've put hundreds of thousands of images of the ancient scrolls online for you to decode. Dr. Chris Lintott is the leader of the AncientLives.org project. He's from Oxford University. Can you tell us about the scrolls and what they contain and where they're from?
Of course I can. These are, well, scrolls is a little grand, first of all. These are fragments of papyri, some of them containing only a couple of characters, some of them about the size of the page of a paperback book. They survived because they were from a town out away. So unlike most of the civilized parts of Egypt, they didn't get flooded every year. And the people of this town must have been very good at recycling, because for about 500 years, they put all their papyri in one place. And when they were found about a century ago, the piles were about 25 feet deep in places. And so archaeologists went through, extracted them by hand with the help of about 200 local workers, and they were all shipped back to Oxford, where they've been waiting to be read ever since.
Holy smokes. So are these really, were they found in kind of the equivalent of this community's trash heap?
Absolutely. And just like any trash heap, that means we've got absolutely everything mixed together. There are receipts, there are love letters, there are magical curses, and there are the fragments of books. About 10% of the collection is not casual texts, but the equivalent of books.
Do you have any idea sort of what the most valuable of those works would be?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you're a historian, then the details of everyday life, the sports results and the statements of transactions.
Which kind of sports?
Oh, all sorts of things. So one example, the Blues versus the Greens are the horse racing and chariot teams. And there's
yes.
a lot of rivalry.
I go for the Greens.
Do you? I'm a Blues fan myself. I wasn't until I started reading the papyri. So, but then also, you know, I'm sitting here in London talking to you, and the whole city's consumed by the Olympic Games preparations. And the people of this town did the same thing. They hosted the Roman equivalent of the Olympic Games in 273 AD. And we see all sorts of discussions about how much to pay people and who was going to win.
I'm looking at it right now on my monitor. So there's what looks like a P, an O, an N, a T, T.
Great. And then underneath that, so you can click on them, and then underneath that, you've got a little keyboard. So the P, I suspect, is the Greek letter rho.
Okay.
The T will be a tau, and you can put that in, and you can see what match you've got. But as you can see, it's easy, right? And it's a useful distraction.
Yeah, it's a very useful distraction. Useful to you, anyway. A distraction for me. And can you actually read what the transcription is? I mean, could I tell now what I've just pointed out?
So there's a little match button. This is live demonstrations, especially when we're on either side of the Atlantic, are always a bit dangerous. But once you've put a few letters in, if there's a match button over on the right, there's a little magnifying glass. If you click that, it will go away and check our system. And if you're lucky, it will pop up with a match.
Okay. Chris Lintott, can you hang on for one quick second? We have one more item to take care of here. Can you hold on?
Of course.
Now, sharp listeners, we know you're all sharp, will notice that we have not given the name of the place that Dr. Chris Lintott is talking about, the place where this entire vast trove of papyrus texts have come from. For our geoquiz today, we want you to name the town, and Chris Lintott, I'm going to ask you for a very quick clue, but this is an ancient town discovered about a century ago. It's a town 100 miles away from Cairo, southwest of Cairo. How about another clue from you, Chris Lintott?
The town's ancient name translates as something like the city of the snub-nosed fish.
And therein lies another story that you'll tell us when we come back with the answer. Thanks. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. In a moment, New World Percussion. But first, Old World Papyrus, and the answer to our geoquiz today. Earlier in the program, British archaeologist Chris Lintott told us about a trove of ancient Egyptian scrolls that went online this week. They were discovered a century ago in the city of the sharp-nosed fish. We're looking for the real name of the city, and Dr. Lintott has the answer.
It was called Oxyrhynchus, and it's now known as Behensa.
Behensa. And can you tell us about what you've learned about Oxyrhynchus from these scrolls so far about life there?
Well, it was actually one of the four major cities of Greek Egypt at the time, behind Alexandria. It seems to have been a cheerful place. They, as we've talked about, they loved their sport. They had an enormous theatre, one of the biggest in the Roman world. So they were obviously culture-loving people. And they were religious as well. First of all, Christian, and then in the 6th century, the Islamic takeover happens, and they disappear from history until the middle of the last millennium.
And Bahensa, as it is now, Oxyrhynchus is the modern name, is Bahensa. What's it like there now? Is it a big tourist destination or not?
It's not really. It's a working city. It's only got a few tens of thousands of people, which is what it had during its heyday as Oxyrhynchus. And there's very little trace of the papyri left. They've all been excavated. The ones that didn't really make the cut, didn't survive, have been used for compost mostly. And it's just a nondescript town. If you wandered the streets of Bahensa, I think you'd be hard-pressed to imagine that under your feet were the ruins of the city of the snub-nosed fish.
Yes, and that brings us to the previously mentioned snub-nosed fish. So how did it get this name?
But the snub-nosed fish were a sacred fish to the people. It's the Oxyrhynchus itself swims in the river. So I guess you can still see the fish if you wander there now.
That's Dr. Chris Lintott from Oxford University speaking to us earlier today from London.